We're at the 2018 Pest Management Field Day at the University of Missouri, and Dr. Kevin Bradley, lead researcher of weed science here, again talking about dicamba. We have a year that's different from last in that there are restrictions on application, and yet your researchers are still seeing damage in the test fields that you have out here. Kind of bring us up to speed on what you're seeing and where you go from here.
Yeah, well, I guess our focus now has moved from is there volatility to what can we do about it? And, you know, we've got a good solid year worth of research under our belts of many studies that show there is volatility. And so, you know, we're no longer in the ballpark of debating any of that anymore. We know there is, so we're moving on to what are the factors that might contribute to it, and is there any way we can make this stuff work in the future and at least minimize that risk.
So let's talk about some of the complaints that have come in this year compared to last. There certainly is no absence of complaints. Are you surprised by the number thus far? Is it fair to make a judgment at this point?
It's tough to make a judgment, but I'm not surprised. Nothing really could surprise me at this point after, you know, the two previous seasons of dealing with this. But I tell you the truth, what I've seen more and more is there's a unwillingness to even report it anymore. I think too many people have just been through this for a year or two and just are kind of unhappy with what they get out of the whole reporting process and all of that, so they're just trying to handle it however best they can. So on the farmer side, I think what I've personally seen is that there's fewer and fewer actual farmers that are reporting this stuff, but unfortunately, on the specialty crop side, there's more and more of those people, and they certainly will report it.
Right. Backlog maybe of inspections at the state level, I think?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. They've had some inspectors resign and all kinds of things, and you talk about a hard job, what they've got to try to deal with. They just don't have the staff and everything to cover all these cases, but I've been told by growers that when they call and try to report something that they're told, you know, it's going to be probably a year before they really get an answer. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to get an inspector out there to look as soon as possible, but it means that all the steps that have to be taken to come to a determination might take a year. And I can certainly see why with, you know, as many as they have to deal with.
And you did talk about the numbers that were released by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and yet you have been reporting up to this point, people on the ground, you've been reporting up to this point, your weed scientists on the ground in Missouri and other states for about a year now on those numbers, and they're larger than what the state of Missouri is reporting in terms of complaints. So that ties in with what you were saying, that people you believe are underreporting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and it's everybody's personal decision, and I have no problem with somebody that decides not to, but the reality is that there's way more that actually goes on than ever gets reported.
Okay. Let's talk about then your research into what, moving forward, and you had some very interesting research on the soil pH. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, so we got some indications from kind of just a on-paper analysis we were doing of cases. So we had a lot of cases of off-target movement where we got a lot of information, and we started analyzing those over the winter. And one of the things that kept popping up was soil pH might make a difference. There was more incidences of off-target movement in a lower pH soil, and we didn't know whether that would hold true in research or not. So, of course, we designed a study. We have a first-year PhD student, Eric Oslin, that's working on that, and we basically are starting to see signs right now that the lower the pH of the soil, the more likely you'll have dicamba volatility, really regardless of what formulation you use. And so, again, it's just one of those pieces of the puzzle where if we can start to pick apart this thing and see if there's any way we can control it a little better, I think this soil pH piece might be one part of it.
And you also had interesting research about cover crops and residuals. So tell us what you're finding on that and if that's encouraging.
Well, I think it is. I mean, one of the big questions we always get on cover crops is, you know, should I put my residual herbicide with my burn down herbicide, and will that cover crop tie up the residual herbicide? And I guess the answers we finally have are, you know, the bigger you let your cover crop get, the more likely it is going to tie up that residual herbicide. But you still can integrate the two together. It's just all about whether the farmer wants to terminate early or terminate late. If they want to terminate early, they can put the residual herbicide in there and probably have no problem whatsoever and get the best of both worlds. If they want to let that cover crop get a whole lot bigger, that's fine, but we would suggest not putting the herbicide in at that time, the residual herbicide. Wait until that cover crop has died back, put your residual herbicide on later, and you still, again, you can get the best of both worlds. So it's just which program you'd rather feel more comfortable doing.
So the science of weed management moving forward as weeds themselves try to beat you guys at the game, beat farmers at the game. Are we making headway, Kevin?
Well, I look forward to doing more weed management and not just focusing so much on dicamba, to be honest with you. But, you know, we're always going to do the best we can to try to adapt and change to the weeds that are adapting and changing to what we're doing. And I think that's what we need to be staying focused on. A lot of stuff we got going on we couldn't even talk about today is things like, you know, at harvest weed seed management, using special equipment in the combine that would grind up weed seed and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of great stuff going on in weed science, and it's more than just herbicides, you know. And so we look forward to what the future has and trying to stay ahead of these, mostly these pigweed species.
Any final thoughts or take-home message to farmers listening?
I think you come out to this event. I know a lot of people listening may not have come, but we'd love to see in the future because, you know, this event has continued to grow every year. We get a lot of interaction. We show people in the field what we're doing, and just I think it's a great thing to be a part of. So we encourage you to look for it next year. It's a pest management field day. It'll be sometime in the early parts of July, and come on out to it, and you can see for yourself.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet.